see. They never wanted me. The curse is laid upon my race. Useless serpents, they bring disgrace. A man without a face. Time they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yeah, just do the best you can. The flames will burn away the waste. All the lies that they told erased. A man without face. A man without a 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 face.
Welcome, dear ladies and gentlemen, to the Rabbit Hole Radio Show with your host, David James. Well, 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 that's a deep subject. Especially when you're looking down a rabbit hole. I had something for you, and I had written it on a piece of paper, and I just found it right before the show, believe it or not. You remember I told you that the Jews are the ones that have the number 11 with the 11 Dukes of Edom. Well, this is just a little ditty before we get into the Disney thing. I think you might find this to be quite titillating. Let's first look at the 11 Dukes of Edom. I had read this to you before. Nobody wrote me and said anything about it at all. And the Dukes of Edom, this is from 1 Chronicles chapter 1, right at the end of the chapter. And the Dukes of Edom were Duke Timnah, Duke Eliah. He sure was Eliah. Duke Jetheth. Get this next one. I don't know if you heard this before or not, but when I saw this, I was just so incredibly, I was amazed at the name. Just think who this sounds like. Duke Aholabama. Aholabama. A-H-O-L-I-B-A-M-A-H. Aholabama. You can't make this stuff up. The next Duke, Duke Elah, Duke Pinon, Duke Kenaz, Duke Teman, that's T-E-M-A-N, Duke Mizbar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These are the Dukes of Edom. If you count them, there are 11. The 11 Dukes of Edom. This is where I get the number of the 11 is for the children of the devil, his offspring. And for many, many other reasons, as you well know. Now, get a load of this. The word 11. The scriptures tell us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. of the Pharisees. Parasites. That's just a dualistic word, a compound word. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Well, E-leaven would be Edomite leaven. Yeah. Do you think that's interesting or no? Of course, most of you already knew that, I'm sure. And one more little reference to 11. It dawns on me, for my whole life I've seen the store 7-Eleven. But it never dawns on me. How much is 11 and 7? I don't know, Dave. I just can't think it out. It's 18. 666. Or 1 and 8 is 9. 9-11 is coded into it. Yes, I leave silence there just to see, you know, if you what you think about that. I think it's quite interesting, really. It is kind of a weird name for something, 7-Eleven, don't you think? Yeah, but Dave, 7 times 11 is 77. Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. Well, that was my little ditty for you today. I really like that. I think it's very interesting. It was a special thing that was given to me. But of course, you all knew all of that. I'm just sort of pointing out the obvious. Yeah. Okay, so let's take a look. You know, when we left off last week, it said that the honeymooners that would honeymoon in Disney World had a consensus that the hype was not as great as the reality. In other words, the hype was, you know, some weddings are done with cartoon characters, it says. Disney offers fairy tale wedding packages. By the way, before I go into this, I did mean to do something. Let's look at this for a moment. I'm going to go into Pocket here. Where is it? You must get yourself squared away, laddie. It's funny how it's not in this particular thing. But it is here. So let's take a look at it this way. Open this and we will find this. It's just going to take me a couple of... Oh, my God. Okay, let me see. It should be right here. Here it is. Let me just read you a little of this. Now, there's an interview that goes along with this. And it says the relevant bits that are about 24 minutes, the 24-minute mark. What it says is Bella Thorne, she's some new, I don't know who the heck she is, but whatever. She says she was molested from age 6 to 14 while a child actress at Disney. You just assume that all these child actors are systematically molested in Hollywood because Hollywood is run by Jews, and Jews are fundamentally pedophilic or pedophilic. It is shocking how few of these children come out and say it. Good on Bella Thorne, who in a recent interview with Bild called out Disney as being run by child sex predators and said that she was continually molested while working there from the age of 6. She was doing the interview for her book, The Life of a Wannabe Mogul, Mental Disarray. It wasn't really clear to me whether the parts about being molested are in the book, which is notable. What is notable is that she didn't mention any of her abusers by name, because of course she is afraid of being sued or worse. Now that she's come out and said this publicly, I think it's safe to assume she has no future in the entertainment industry. The Hollywood kikes operate like a mafia. That's correct. And they treat anyone who breaks the silence of their culture of child molestation as a rat. The interview ends right after the above quoted statements. The fat chick interviewing her decided to cut it off there. It's very sad what they do to people, these Jews. So, that's all I'll say about that. You can look into it. There's a little bit of vileness in the article because it was from Andrew Anglin, who is very vile. But anyway, you get it, right? You see that here's just another of the many, many testimonies of what takes place in the Disney realm. So, it says Disney offers fairy tale, quote-unquote, wedding packages. A great deal for two mind control slaves. They can reinforce their programming while getting married. The Disney fairy tale wedding typically has its ceremony on a pavilion on an island in the Seven Seas Lagoon with the Cinderella castles as a backdrop. The fairy tale wedding can then be followed with a fantasy reception with a choice of themes such as Beauty and the Beast or Aladdin. The fantasy programming can continue as the bride is delivered to a Cinderella ball, quote-unquote, by an actual glass carriage drawn by six white Disney ponies. A costume fairy godmother and stepsisters are also at the ball. Dessert is served in a white chocolate slipper. How apropos. Boy, oh boy, I tell you. One of the After Dark shows is Illuminations. It's got ILL 911 right in the front of it. Illumin and capital nations, Illuminations, which consists of music, fireworks, erupting fountains, special lighting, and laser technology done at the World Showcase Lagoon. Epcot has a show Cranium Command at the Wonders of Life in the Future World section, where guests sit in a theater that functions as a command control room for a boy's brain. In 1980, Disney came out with the box office flop, The Devil and Max Devlin. Disney came out with The Devil and Max Devlin. Devlin. In 1984, Roy E. Disney brought in Michael Milken of Junk Bond fame to help Disney out financially. In 1985, Disney bought MGM's rights to Leo the Lion logo and began using the MGM Wizard of Oz material. Later, a remake of Alice in Wonderland came out in the modern motif of Honey, I Shrank the Kids. The Kids. In the 1990s, Jewilluminati-controlled companies continued their promotion of Disney. For instance, the Nestle company promotes Disney movies on their chocolate bars. The Nestle family is exposed in this author's booklet, Jewilluminati Control Over Foods and Grains, page 4, as one of the elite black nobility families. That's the Nestles. In 1996, Walt Disney World created an actual residential town named Celebration on its property. This self-contained community has 20,000 and a school, a theater, a fiber optic information network linking business as well as other features. Some Disney people of interest. Over the years, the close associates of the Disneys is very revealing. The public can get a feel for Disney's attitude towards Jewilluminati bloodlines in the Disney movie The Happiest Millionaire, which is about Anthony J. Drexel Biddle And you know the name Biddle, don't you? From the bank when Jackson dumped him out. Biddle's a Jew. And Angie Duke. Duke, hello. Readers of this author's previous writings will recognize the Biddle and Duke names. In fact, the movie was based loosely on a book written by Cordelia Drexel Biddle about the Biddles. Ex Atencio. His first name was Xavier, but his nickname was called X. He worked on the Haunted Mansion of Disneyland with WED Enterprises, W-E-D. He joined Disney in 1938 and was an assistant animator of Fantasia. Ah, listen to these names. Warren Beatty, 1937, he was born in Virginia. This actor is from the Jewilluminati Beatty family and starred in Disney's Dick Tracy. The Dick Tracy film uses color in a special way, and this ties in with color programming of the mind control. Some total mind-controlled slaves have programming based on Disney's Dick Tracy movie for them to track down and kill targets, quote-unquote, people. Warren's sister is the famous or infamous Shirley MacLaine. Oh, no, say it ain't so. She is God. She has become God. Shirley MacLaine, quote-unquote, and she's a Jew, is not what she appears. Her father was a professor who was a CIA asset. She was used by the CIA as a sex slave. She became popular with the studios because she went to bed with the correct people. Her talents were used to get her as an intelligent slave into places that an obvious intelligent agent couldn't go. She was married to a man in the NSA for nearly 20 years. Her adopted name, MacLaine, reportedly her mother's maiden name, is a pun on MacLaine, Virginia, where the CIA programmed her. She was used by the CIA in an operation in Australia where the CIA used her as a sex slave to compromise Andrew Peacock, an Australian MP, so that they could establish the Nugent Hand Bank for their dirty money laundering, etc. See, the CIA is involved in dirty money laundering. I told you they were right up there with the Jews. And they're affiliated with the Mafia, as it is told us here, and the Council of Nine, etc., 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 etc. And the military. Hello. So, she is friends with the Satanist Stephen Nance, who has provided her with some of her teachings. Lowell McGovern writes her material. The CIA has programmed many of their New Age slaves to adore Shirley MacLaine. An example of this is Krista Tilton, one of their mind-controlled slaves, who revealed in an interview how she considered herself a born-again Christian who had spent most of her life in Oklahoma, but had mysteriously been drawn to Shirley MacLaine. During her life, she has gotten repeated psychic urgings, quote-unquote. That is, strong urges to do things and go places, which she doesn't understand where these urgings came from, where they come from or came from. After hypnosis, Krista drew pictures of the doctor who programmed her. Krista had a federal agent monitor her constantly. Her husband has seen this agent who has shown up on the doorstep and made calls to her. She names the agent John Wallace, most likely a cover name. This agent has a complete knowledge of her life. And government agents have taken photos of her during her supposedly alien abduction, quote-unquote, experiences. Krista is just one of the hundreds of victims who have been programmed to adore Shirley MacLaine. Krista is mentioned here because she is one case that this author is familiar with. That's Fritz speaking. Warren Beatty, who peppers his speech with four-letter words, was a student at the Stella Adler Theater Studio in New York City. Black Shirley Temple, Shirley Temple Black sat on the Disney Board of Directors in 74 and 75. Her films were used for some of the early 40s and 50s programming to teach slaves body movements or dance. She married someone in an elite network family from San Francisco named Charles A. Black. Hello. You know that's a Jew, right? Charles A. Black was a lieutenant colonel in the Pentagon who lived in Bethesda, Maryland. Oh, another government official in Bethesda, Maryland, or Maryland, a hotbed for agents and governmental brainwashed people. Was Shirley an early example of brainstem scarring to get geniuses? Shirley's brother appears to have developed multiple sclerosis, quote-unquote, from brainstem scarring. It was Shirley Temple who co-founded the International Federation of Multiple Sclerosis Societies and was a member of its executive committee. Shirley represented the U.S. at the U.N. General Assembly in 1969, belongs to the Sierra Club, and has been decorated with the Cross of Malta. Are you listening? Shirley has shown clues she may be a Jewilluminati and Jewilluminati, mind-controlled child protege. That's not funny. Stephen Bolenbach, there you go. Remember, B-A-C-H. You know that's got to be a Jew. Stephen Bolenbach. Bolenbach was part of Walt Disney management and was a key figure who helped Disney, who helped engineer Disney's $19 billion buyout of the CIA's capital cities, ABC. $19 billion. As well as sell the idea to Eisner. He is the CEO of the network's Hilton Hotels Corporation. He has recently been involved with trying to buy ITT in order to put together the world's largest hotel-casino combination. Bolenbach has an extensive background with the gambling industry. When the Justice Department began looking into the merger of Disney Corp with CAP, Cities ABC, Bolenbach resigned his Disney position. Some people feel his resignation was needed for Disney to get the Justice Department to approve the merger because his past was vulnerable to be exposed. Interesting, isn't it? What a world we're living in. And wait till you hear the stuff that's coming up right now. We see a name that's very familiar. Now, you have to remember this is in the 90s that Fritz is talking about here, right? Let's continue. Warren Buffett, you've heard of him, right? A major stockholder in Walt Disney. He owns 40% of Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated, which also owns a lot of shares of Disney stock. According to SF Examiner, San Francisco Examiner, Buffett himself owns 24 million shares of Disney. Warren Buffett is part of the Aksar-Ben fraternity and monarch slave abusers who were exposed in the Nebraska saving and loan scandal. Did you just hear that? Let me read that again. Please, Nishab. Warren Buffett is part of the Aksar-Ben fraternity and monarch slave abusers who were exposed in the Nebraska savings and loan scandal. He is perhaps the second richest man in the nation and too powerful for anyone to touch. In the kingpin versus kingpin battles, some people close to the inside see Buffett as a good guy. Readers need to study the Lincoln savings and loan scandal and the scandal's connection to the program Child Slaves at Boys Town to get more information on this Disney stockholder. Robert G. Hagstrom Jr., who is the portfolio manager of the Mutual Funds Focus Trust, which has shares in Walt Disney, wrote the book The Warren Buffett Way. Hagstrom has a chapter on Disney in his The Warren Buffett Way. He quotes Buffett as extremely enthusiastic about Disney's merger with Capital Cities, ABC. Because of his enthusiasm, Buffett says, the odds are extremely high that we will have a very large amount of Disney stock. Another person or man or whatever it is of interest is Salvatore Dali, D-A-L-I, like the Dalai Lama. You know, who says he's God? Buddhism, you know, you get it? The strange surrealist Spanish artist was a friend of Walt Disney. After Salvador was kicked out of Spain for Franco's belief that he was a communist, he came to America and worked with Disney Studios in 1946. Salvador, an eccentric who had no particular work habits, described himself, "The only difference between me and a madman is that I'm not a madman." The Tommy Dorsey Band. This band has a member, has had a number of men in it who are mind control slave abusers associated with the network. Frank Sinatra, a sexual slave user, got his big break with this band, the Tommy Dorsey Band. This band performed at Disneyland in 1984 at the Plaza Gardens. Tommy Dorsey was part of the network's in crowd. Now that's the network, which is capital N. So we should probably look that up, because it said this band had a number of men in it who are mind control slave abusers associated with the network. Tommy Dorsey was part of the network's in crowd when he was on a, it should be an USO tour with Bob Hope. He stabbed actor Joe Hall and threw him out of a window. Joe had to have 32 stitches, but Joe didn't get justice. The judge dismissed the case against Tommy. Michael Damman Eisner, and that's D-A-M-M-A-N-N, chairman at Disney, is a CIA asset and connected to the mob. See this Jew Eisner. Picture this in your mind and connect the dots. Michael Eisner is the chairman of Disney. He's a CIA asset and connected to the mob. I'm just letting that kind of ring in your ear for a minute. Some insiders believe he is connected to elements of the CIA and mob that are anti-Jew World Order. Even so, these anti-Jew World Order factions also employ mind control. You know what the Hegelian dialectic is. You see controlled opposition and everything, right? The Jew is involved in both. Eisner ignored a threat by Red China to boycott Disney products if he made a movie about the nation. Tibet and China controls with draconian force. Funny, I just heard somebody talking about Tibet today, and they said it was a very nice nation and very calm and no problem. It says here, Tibet, that China and Tibet and China controls with draconian force. The UN, the Commerce Department, the State Department all tried unsuccessfully to get him to back down on the film. A paper trail connecting Michael Eisner and Walt Disney Company to mind control is their support of the Boys and Girls Club of Napa Valley, which is used for a supply of children for pedophilia and mind control. Are you hearing this? The Boys and Girls Club is used to supply caddies for the Silverado Country Club, where these children are also used as mind control slaves for the sexual perversions of the elite. Notice that Napa's Silverado Country Club invites in celebrities such as CIA asset Pat Boone. Hello. Pat Boone is somebody that you would think is just a nice, clean-cut Christian fellow. Right? Wrong. And then listen to this. Joe DiMaggio, ex-husband of sex slave Marilyn Monroe, who is a Jewess, by the way, in case you don't know that. Now, Joe DiMaggio has the Italian connection. Dig? Engelbert Humperdinck, you've heard of him, a slave handler. Digger Phelps, ooh, that name Phelps again. Remember Eric John Phelps, who wrote the Vatican Assassins? But he turned out to be a Jewish diamond merchant? So, Digger Phelps, Notre Dame's coach who uses slaves, and Jack Vail, NTI CEO of the Motion Picture Association, and Bohemian Grover, for a golf tournament which is billed as the Benefit for Boys and Girls Club. The benefit for child slaves is that they get to caddy and sexually service elite perverts. Michael, born on March 7th, 1942 in New York, came from old American money of a family that has been rich merchants and lawyers. Michael grew up in luxurious Park Ave, as well as his family's country place, quote-unquote, in Bedford Hills near Mount Kisco, New York. He went to an elite private school, Allen Stevenson, which is famous for its children's orchestra. At the age of 14, he then went to Lawrenceville School, which is a prep school for Princeton, whose tuition in 1956 was $3,000. Eisner's class included New York governor's son and other sons of powerful men, such as the son of the Saudi prince Turki Al-Faisal. Turki Al-Faisal. Okay, how do you like that one? Good old Turkey. nobody's Thanksgiving him. Anyway, the school is a prep school for the establishment's entertainment industry. Students are only allowed to see their parents on major holidays. Eisner was in the Periwig Club, the school's drama society. His poor scholastic performance meant that he had to go to a small liberal arts college rather than Princeton or Harvard, such as was the family tradition. For instance, his grandfather had attended Phillips Exeter Academy and Harvard. His grandfather has served in many government commissions and belonged to the Harvard Club, the American Club in London, as well as some yacht clubs. Between his junior and senior year in high school, Eisner was a page at NBC's headquarters in the Rockefeller Center. In 1966, he landed a job in the programming department of ABC. He had an influential position. Eisner had one good break for deciding TV programming. He was 21 when the target audience was 21 years old, and when he was 35, the target age of the film industry was then 35. Very interesting, eh? Are you digging all of this? He has been described, this Eisner fella, he has been described as having supernatural enthusiasm, quote-unquote, coupled to a lifetime quest for untested ideas. Can you say Jew again? Rich H. Frank was executive vice president with Walt Disney until his sudden resignation about a year before this was written. He worked side by side with Katzenberg. Hello. And left after Katzenberg resigned in a dispute with Disney's chairman Eisner. Rich Frank was president of Walt Disney's TV media division. He acquired the estate of Van Hoffenwiggen. How do you like that name? Van Hoffenwigger. It's Wiggen. When Van Hoffenwiggen fled the country and vanished when Lindvest began to be exposed, Van Hoffenwiggen was a major figure involved with Lindvest Mortgage and Company, a drug laundering operation and drug smuggling operation operated out of Napa Valley. It was also the fastest growing real estate mortgage company in Northern California until its drug smuggling began to be exposed. Lindvest did some tricks a la Nugent Hand Bank. Millions of dollars of investors and creditors have disappeared, leaving lots of hurting people and the mortgage company filed for protection from its from creditors in the U.S. bankruptcy court and is still in operation. International financier Edmund Safra's private bank, the Republic National Bank of New York, launders money from the Medellin drug cartel. Safra's bank sent LendVest lots of crisp new $100 bills. You dig that? The Safras are tied in with the Rothschilds. The Safras are reportedly recent property owners in St. Helena near Napa through the Good Wine Company, which is the Spring Mountain Wineries, near where LendVest was HQ'd, headquartered. Edmund's nephew, Jacob Safra, had a partnership in Napa Valley's Good Wine Company. The Rothschild City Corp gave Republic National Bank the transaction ability to issue international world bearer bonds, banknotes, quote unquote. The Luxembourg Belgium branch of Banque Nationale de Paris issued a bearer bond that was connected to the LendVest drug running operation. I had to add a word. Sorry, it was missing it. In Britain, a U.S. citizen, or whatever, Mike Spire ran the British operation of LendVest and Invest. LendVest parent was Invest. I would have changed it to Infest, these Jewish cockroaches, which was operated in the UK, Switzerland, Saudi Arabia, and Paraguay. Long story made short, LendVest has been an international CIA mafia drug-running operation with Jewluminati overtones and connections to it. With all this in mind, it is strange that Walt Disney's president of its TV media division, Rich Frank, bought the palatial mansion of John O. Van Hoffenwiggen after Van Hoffenwiggen disappeared from the country. When indictments and arrests began to be made, people connected to LendVest. According to insiders, Rich Frank is also a member of the Napa Valley people involved in illegal labeling of wines. Rich Frank was a key figure in Disney's programming venture with three regional Bell telephone companies, Ameritech, Bell South, and SBC Communications coming together. The Bell telephone wanted to get into the cable TV business. Michael Ovitz formed a rival group of three other Bell telephone companies. Calvin Robinson, who tied in with LendVest, worked with Boyce, who in turn worked for TRW Company in Redondo Beach, California. Boyce was sentenced to 40 years for selling U.S. surveillance secrets to the Soviets. Nah, another Jew selling secrets to somebody else from America? That just couldn't be. They're our best allies. Yeah. Oh, I believe that, don't you? No, not you. You. Daniel Hillis, the co-founder of the supercomputer producer Thinking Machines from MIT, is in charge of the Walt Disney Imageering Unit. That's interesting. Hillis helped Disney develop a virtual reality ride at Disneyland based on the Aladdin cartoon. Jeffrey Katzenberg, has been the chairman of Disney's movie studio in an aggressive worker. He is an aggressive worker, a model type A person. Ask 50 people to describe Jeffrey Katzenberg, and most will say tenacious. If Jeffrey were to be any more aggressive, he'd be in jail, says the producer Dan Melnick. Harmetz Algian, who makes Disney run, quote unquote, New York Times, February 7th, 88, page 29. Katzenberg is the father of twins, which people joke was typical of his efficiency. Katzenberg supervised the production of Star Trek. Most of his movies have been box office successes. In the 70s, Katzenberg worked for the New York mayor, John Lindsay. Sanford Martin Litvak. Hello. Sanford is the executive vice president of Disney and in charge of human resources, quote unquote, for the corporation. He is a Jewish. See, I knew it. Sanford is a Jew name. I knew that, right? And you see that the Negroid show, Sanford and Son. You see, they take on Jew names. You see, the Negroids. He is a Jew. This Sanford Martin Litvak. He is a Jewish lawyer who was educated at the Jesuits, Georgetown University. He is on the board of directors at Bet Zedek. Vincent Price, here we are again. And you know what he is, right? Price has been one of the major influential occultists who has provided the world with many occult horror books and scripts. He worked for Disney some and was the voice of Ratigan in The Great Mouse Detective. Vincent Price's good friend John Hay Whitney is a Jilluminati kingpin and vice president of the Pilgrim Society, and was raised into the Jilluminati through the Yale Scroll and Key fraternity. His friend Whitney likes horror movies. Here we go. You ready? Here comes some more. Man, the connections of these dots are just ba-boom. The Osmond brothers. And they are Jewish, by the way. Merrill Osmond's boys were discovered, quote unquote, at Disneyland when they were visiting the site in 1962. The Disney people on Main Street just happened, quote unquote, to recognize the talent of the, how many boys? Five boys. And signed them up soon for their first professional singing contract. The Osmond boys did some television appearances for Disneyland, such as Meet Me at Disneyland and Disneyland After Dark. Considering the mind control programming done to these Osmond children, these TV shows were a cruel joke. One of the singing Osmond kids, Donnie, is the next to the youngest, and his sister Marie is the youngest. Both Donnie and his sister Marie are programmed multiples who are slaves, who have been subjected to a lot of abuse. You say, well, they wouldn't do that to their own Jew. Yes, they would. They have good front altars. Their father has made millions from drugs, porn, and white slavery, and is part of the Mormon Illuminati front. The Mormon front of the Jilluminati has gotten a lot of good publicity off the Osmonds. They sang for Andy Williams, whose French wife was once arraigned on murder charges. Later, they sang for the Satanic Network's Lawrence Welk show. The Satanic Network's Lawrence. My grandmother used to love to watch Lawrence Welk. Swedish accented Lawrence Welk has been part of the network. Very interesting that Marie Osmond has grown up in. And she has adopted three of her five children in spite of their busy singing schedule, which includes approximately 200 singing shows a year at places like mafia-controlled Atlantic City. In terms of occult families, adopted children are often programmed children. So this is a clue that her children have been programmed too. Michael Ovitz. Ovitz was the number two man at Walt Disney for a while until near the end of 96. Michael Ovitz was a high school classmate in Van Nuys, California, with Michael Milken, later the Junk Bond Wizard.
Jew.
And there are many of the same people connected with both men. When Michael Ovitz's National Mercantile Bank Corp and Saving and Loan began getting into the quicksand of several lawsuits and scandals, attorney Robert Strauss,
Jew.
represented him. Jew Illuminati member Robert Strauss has been a lawyer connected with the drug running and the mafia. He was also an FBI,
foreign by Israel,
agent from 41 to 45, 4 and 5 is 9, with Hoover, another filthy, dirty piece of garbage, who liked to dress in women's clothes and was homosexual, I guess. He is admitted to the Washington, D.C. bar. President Bush appointed him U.S. ambassador to Russia. He has been on the board of directors of the Jew Illuminati's Pepsi Company, Archer Daniels Midland, ADM, and General Instruments, which have been exposed in other writings by this author. He was also a board member of the Jew Illuminati mafia-run MCA. And you know who was working for the MCA, right? Yes, Leonard Skinner working for the MCA, right? Strauss is seen in Washington, D.C. as behind-the-scenes power broker. Strauss represented Michael Milken associate Ronald O. Perelman, chairman of Revlon, who made a $600 million killing off the first Gibraltar SNL. Strauss savings and loan. Strauss represented MCA, which the Bronfmans took over in 1995. The bookkeeper, Codesler, let me see if I can get this right, Noedelsder, that's a hard name to say, William, stiffed the true story of MCA, the music business and the mafia. Wow. It's a book by William, this is the hardest name I've ever had to do, Noedelsder. Whew. So he wrote a book, Stiffed, the true story of the MCA, the music business, and the mafia. New York, HarperCollins Publications, 1993. Does a good job of connecting MCA to the mob, the network, and Iran-Contra. See especially page 442, Time Magazine's 2 February 24th, 1997, carried a page-long story about Michael Ovitz being out of a job. In the article, they reported that he was spending time on his new yacht, the Illusion, visiting Joe Silva's estate in South Carolina, visiting his property in Aspen, Colorado, and eating lunch with investment advisor Richard Salomon of Spears. You know that's another Jew, right? Benzak, Salomon, and Farrell. Gordon Crawford of the Capital Group is quoted in the article praising Ovitz and saying that he would invest in Ovitz in an Ovitz venture. Ovitz is believed to be mafia by people in a place to know. He has also been known to threaten people using mafia terms. For instance, Vanity Fair 1296, page 272, reports Ovitz threatening Bernie Brillstein. Bernie Brillstein. I love that name. Now, how do you like that filthy, dirty Jew's name? A producer with his foot soldiers, quote unquote. The San Francisco Chronicle, Friday, January 26, 96, page D20, quotes the latest issue of Columbia Journalism Review about an incident where a reporter, Anita Bush, another Jew name, who was investigating Ovitz, got violently sick from the MSG in her food as she interviewed him. Imagine she had to eat her food. She had to eat while she interviewed. She couldn't have restrained from eating while she was doing the interview. Isn't that nice? I guess it must have been a lunch interview. To top it all off, Ovitz followed up her story, which questions his actions, by sending her a gift-wrapped package of MSG with a one-word note, enjoy, quote-unquote. Michael Ovitz has had the clout to deal with Jew Illuminati kingpin Edgar Bronfman head-to-head. He requested and got Bronfman to keep his dad employed, which was dutifully done. Edgar Bronfman Jr. had seriously considered having Ovitz's head Seagram's, having Ovitz head Seagram's MCA Universal Conglomerate. Frank G. Wells, this is the next fellow they're looking at. These are all associates of Disney. Are you digging this? Let me just take a sip of coffee and just think about what the amount of dots you're now connecting. You know, the Bronfmans, Seagrams, you know what I mean? The mafia is connected with the CIA, who's connected with Disney, who's connected with the American military, who's connected with the FBI, who's connected with the mafia, who's connected with the Council of Nine. Hello. Frank G. Wells. Frank was the president and chief operating officer of the Walt Disney Company. Wells was also on Disney's board of directors. He was a Rhodes Scholar. Hello, another connection. And a lawyer in 1955. Those who have read previous books, such as Volume 1 by this author, know how the Rhodes Scholars fit into things and are part of the Jewilluminati. He worked closely with Eisner and Katzenberg. Frank died in a helicopter crash in the spring of 1994 while heli-skiing in Nevada. His surviving sister is Molly Wells Chapelet, who runs around in Jewilluminati circles. Molly Wells Chapelet has been featured several times in Betty Knight Scripps magazine Appalachian. Betty Knight Scripp was married to a Bohemian Grove member. Grove. Now, let me just say something to you. Biblically, we know that the people that were against Yahweh were worshiping other gods in the groves. And the Father wanted those groves destroyed. Do you understand? So now do you realize what the Bohemian Grove is? Betty has been good friends with the late Pamela Harriman, who was a recent U.S. ambassador to France. Now, this name Harriman is big in the Jewilluminati, in the big families. And she was a recent U.S. ambassador to France and connected to the Rothschilds, as well as good friends with Her Imperial Highness and Grand Duchess of Vladimir of Russia, who owns the Chateau Margaux in Bordeaux. Betty Scripps personally monitors with care what is put into her incredible magazine, Appalachian. She has a column, Who's Who in the Wine Country, quote-unquote, where the Chapelets, I guess that's how you would say, have appeared in print numerous times. Nearly all of Disney's 1920 movies had a black cat in them. You digging that now? Nearly all of Disney's 1920 movies had a black cat in them. Many had occult slants to the scripts. The occult slant never departed from Disney's themes. Now, let's just take a breathe here for a sec. I mean, just, you know, I'm not going to play any music or anything. We don't have much time at all. I'll try to get through all these movies, though, to finish it up. I want you to try to concentrate right now and listen very carefully. Some of Disney's blatantly occult movies. Nishab, listen. Aladdin, a wisecracking, all-powerful genie, is shown. Bedknobs and Broomsticks, 1971. A witch finds a magic formula from a Lion King. The magic formula raises a ghostly army of armor in a museum which stops a band of German commandos. Yeah. Beyond Witch Mountain, 1982. A pair of twins leave Witch's Mountain to use their special occult powers to outwit a character named Duranian. Black Cauldron, the 1985, A horned king uses his magic to fight a clairvoyant pig and the pig's keeper. This animation cost $25 million but was a box office failure. Bride of Boogedy, 1987. An evil spirit visits the Davis family and puts the father under a spell, directed by Oz Scott. Now, you think that that's a Scotsman, don't you? But we know people that are named Oz, who they are, don't we? And even the name Davis. Child of Glass, 1978. A glass doll must be found to set a ghost free in a haunted house. Gnome Mobile, 1967. A multimillionaire and his grandchildren encounter gnomes. In the end, the multimillionaire deeds the forest to the gnomes for eternity. Halloween Hall of Fame, 1977. Jack-o'-lanterns come to life. Halloween Treat, 1982. Cartoons about Halloween. This was followed the next year with a film, Haunted Halloween, which talked about the origins of Halloween. Misadventures of Merlin Jones, 19 Merlin Jones, Mervingian bloodline, Mermaid, Merkel, as the woman said, you forgot Merkel. A genius tries to help other students. He tries also to use hypnotism and ESP, which backfire on him. I told you that one of the definitions, the true definitions of genius, is demon. Richest Cat in the World, 1986. A wealthy man leaves his fortune to his cat, who the relatives later discover can talk. We're going to leave off right there, and we'll move on with H. Disney and its mob connections next time. I hope you're getting a load of all this. And I always advise you at the end of the show to, I always say, don't go down the wrong hole.
They bring disgrace. A man without a face. The sands of time, they pass again. It's so hard to tell where and when. Yet just do the best you can. That they told erased. A man without a face. A man without a face. A man without a face. A man without.